Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Let's talk about the idea of being unequally yoked. I'm going to read you from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, where we read, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" One reason that the Corinthian Christians were in a bad relationship with the Apostle Paul was because they had joined themselves to unbelievers, and this prevented their reconciliation with Paul. The idea in this verse, "Do not be unequally yoked together," is based on Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 10, which prohibited yoking together two different types of animals. It speaks of joining two things that should not be joined. Now, for some reason, this verse has mainly been applied as a warning for Christians to not get married to those who are not also disciples of Jesus Christ. However, Paul meant much more than that one point of application. This applies to any environment where a believer allows the world to influence their thinking above the influence of God's Word and His Spirit. When believers are being conformed to this world, and when they're not being transformed by the renewing of their mind, then they are joining with unbelievers in an ungodly way. This speaks especially to the issue of influence. Paul is not suggesting that Christians can never associate with unbelievers. That's clear from what he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 13. The principle is that Christians, as believers, are to be in the world, but not of the world. Just like a ship should be in the water, but the water shouldn't be in the ship. If the world is influencing God's people, clearly they are being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. This unequal yoke, or ungodly influence, may come through social media, through a book, through a video, through a song, or even through worldly-minded Christian friends. Most Christians are far too undiscerning about the things that they allow to influence their thinking and actions. You know, we all like to believe that we can be around ungodly things as much as we want, and that we're strong enough to ward off the influence. But we must take seriously the words of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says this, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." You know, it needs to come back to the simple question from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Are we being conformed to this world, or are we being transformed by the renewing of the mind? The Corinthian Christians thought like worldly people, not like godly people. They gained this way of looking at life, or at least they stayed in that way of looking at life, because of their ungodly associations. Paul told them to break those yokes of fellowship with the ungodly. You could say that the Corinthian Christians were too loving and too affectionate in the sense that they thought it was accepting and praiseworthy to allow lawlessness with righteousness, to accept darkness along with the light. And by using the word in this verse, communion, Paul indicates that he really meant influence more than presence. Dear Christian, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you. To what extent have you allowed the thinking of the world to influence you? Are you unequally yoked? In the name of Jesus, according to His will, break those unequal yokes and take the yoke of Jesus upon you.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.